Have you ever had that time when you think, I'm going crazy, I'm overthinking, something's going wrong? You know, with all the planning and the what ifs we have to go through every day of our life, is it any wonder we can drift off into worrying or imagining really dire outcomes that never eventuate? Well, I've just had that this last weekend, and it's a habit I'm still trying to break. As they say in Star Wars, the Force is strong, Skywalker. And of course, I always catch myself after I've had a bout of overthinking, never before or during, that'd be too simple. One of the strategies I use to deal with it is to draw a circle about the size of a saucer, and within that, towards an edge somewhere within that, draw another circle about the size of, I don't know, a golf ball. Within that, with a pen or pencil, put a little dot in that smaller circle. When you've done that, I want you to label the entire circle, the things I worry about. In the smaller circle, I want you to put an arrow that says the things that can happen. You know where that dot was? I want you to label that with an arrow, the things that do happen. This is a reminder that we worry about too many things. In the Buddhist religion, they have a term for it. They call it monkey mind. And it's real. Another way of looking at worry is to consider a term called selective abstraction. That means we sometimes are very prone to think of only the positive things and ignore all the negative things, or vice versa. Someone that has been made redundant, for example, will tell you of all the experiences that led up to it. And they certainly can be pretty nasty. Something that might come out of that, though, of course, is they might realize that they're better suited working somewhere else. When I had depression years ago, because I had a physical illness and it followed it, and I lost my fairly senior job, I remember sitting with the therapist and proudly reading off a list of the sort of things that had happened at work in the last 2 or 3 years. It never occurred to me that they were all positive, that everything I told her about was something great, something good. And I'd written 5 pages. And why I'd written that was that I loved that job and I was so distraught that I couldn't do it anymore. That because I was physically ill, I had to leave it, I had to abandon it. Didn't know what I was going to do in the future. She just looked at me and smiled, I remember this, and said, "Very powerful and very positive, Jeff. Let's try something different. I want you to go away and think about and tell me about some of the things that happened that weren't so good." And then I realized there were quite a few of those. For example, where I had to restructure my organization and I had to tell 18 people they no longer had a job. Where I had someone commit a fraudulent offense at work. So it's amazing what the mind can do. And you know what? You just can't stop it. Well, you can, but you've got to learn the strategies. Okay, that'll do for now.